Lawmakers on Capitol Hill hearing emotional first-hand accounts of the devastating human impact of gun violence in the U.S.
He shot my friend that was next to me, and I thought he was going to come back to the room, so I grabbed the blood and put it all over me, and I grabbed my teacher's phone and called 911. I told her that we need help and to send the police in our classroom.
After her recorded testimony, the father of the 11-year-old school shooting survivor told members of Congress that the family is now dealing with the subsequent trauma.
Hello, today I come because that girl lost my baby girl. She is not the same little girl that I used to play with and run with and do everything because she was daddy's little girl. I don't know what to do because I think I would have lost my baby girl. She's everything, not only for me, but her siblings and her mother. But I wish something will change, not only for our kids, but every single kid in the world, because schools are not safe anymore.
Another parent, the mother of a 21-year-old who was severely injured in the Buffalo, New York shooting last month, issued a direct appeal to lawmakers.
You are elected because you have been chosen and are trusted to protect us. But let me say to you here today, I do not feel protected. No citizen needs an AR-15. These weapons are designed to do the most harm in the least amount of time. And on Saturday, May 14th, it took a domestic terrorist just 2 minutes to shoot and kill 10 people and injure 3 others.
I can still see her walking with us toward the exit.
This mother called for a ban on the type of assault rifle used to kill her 10-year-old daughter in Uvalde, Texas.
So at this moment, we ask for progress. We seek to raise the age to purchase these weapons from 18 to 21 years of age. We seek red flag laws, stronger background checks. We also want to repeal gun manufacturers' liability immunity.
These are measures supported by Democrats in Congress and echoed by several members during the hearing.
No civilian needs an assault rifle, and the Second Amendment does not protect the right to own a weapon of war. It's time that we banned assault rifles from our streets, from our communities, from our homes.
But even on an occasion like this, the partisan divide is all too clear. Republicans wary of what they call an assault on the right to bear arms, calling for added security in schools rather than new gun control legislation.
Too often, tragedies are politicized for partisan gain, and we have seen many seek to leverage these crimes and their victims to push for radical left-wing policies or to buttress their campaigns to get elected.
A division reflected in the Senate, too, where 9 Republican votes would be needed to pass any meaningful legislation. Votes that are unlikely to be forthcoming on anything other than the most tepid of measures. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Washington.